thank you, boys. Thank you a whole lot. Hi, the fiends. How y'all? Yes, sir, by George, here it is. Once again, time for Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads. Sitting here under the old pine tree, just relaxing, having a good time. And we do hope that you'll stand by there for a few minutes. If you ain't got nothing to do, stick around a few minutes. We'd like to have you listen. We'll do our best to play some of these old corny hillbilly tunes. Well, you might like one of them. Now, we'll be on for several minutes. If you don't like it to start with, don't get excited. Just keep us tuned here. We'll be on for a long time. Maybe you'll get to like it before it's over with. So here we go with the first tune. Features our little steel man. Yes, sir, Mrs. Poplin's favorite son, Herman, with his double-barrel Ethiopian steam-heated butane-burning guitar and the blue steel blues. There. Friends, that was Herman doing the Blue Steel Blues. That's mighty fine, Herman. Remind me to call you back up here in just a few minutes, son, to do another. Friend, I wanted to tell you a little story here, if y'all ain't doing nothing and you don't mind. If you got just a few minutes, I wanted to tell you a little story here about a man that went through the woods and just deliberately setting the woods on fire. Now, I know him, and that's why I know so much about it, you see, because I know the man. He went through the woods just deliberately setting them on fire. Well, the fire broke out, the fire boys spotted the smoke, called in the fire boys, the crew, you know, that goes around and plows the fire lanes and gets the flaps and the wet toe sacks and what have you, and beat out the fire and put it out, you see. Them's the boys that really sweat. Well, anyway, I know all about this particular case, and I wanted to pass it on to you, neighbors. I thought maybe you'd be interested in this little story. I know all about it, and it's interesting to me, and I thought maybe you'd like to hear about it. Well, we called in the bloodhounds. The fire broke out, and nobody knew where, what goes, you see. But the fire boys found some tracks in the mud. Right there where this particular guy that set these woods on fire just deliberately was running. I mean, a thief, I don't care how bad he is or how many pistols he totes or carries or how many machine guns, he's a coward. He's always a coward. He'll run for dear life. And that's what this particular character was doing. He had set these woods on fire and he was running for dear life. And we found his track, or at least they did. Well, we got the bloodhounds. And a bloodhound, friends, is a hound dog. A lot of people refer to a hound dog, well, he's just an old hound dog. Well, that's what he is. But he's got his points the same as you've got your points. He's got a wonderful nose. He's a nice dog. He don't mean no harm to nobody or nothing like that. But he's a good dog. Well, we got the hound dogs, and we brought them in on the scene, or they did. I want to tell you all about this hound dog story, so you dog lovers out there, stay tuned here just a minute while we fiddle up another tune here. And I think this tune here is very appropriate for this particular program, and maybe you'll agree with me if you'll just stay tuned there and listen. And we're going to call Jack up here with the help of all the boys and myself, the knotheads, that is. I'm going hunting with you, Jack. Blow the horn, son. Blow the horn while I'm getting ready. Yeah, call the dog, son. Call them up here. Hell ring, hell, woo! Well, the dogs is coming, and we're getting ready here, friends. We're going to have a fox chase, and we're going to call Jack in. Here we go, son. Fox chase. Oh, stop calling, dog. Go the horn. Call him. Help! 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 Woo! Hey, Red, help! 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 Help!
I hear one of them come out from the house.
Yeah, they come out from the house. Here they come. They're coming. There's old Moon. Hey, Red, help! Woo!
There's them little pups out here.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There's them fives.
Get
out of here. We don't want them fives. Hell no! Woo! Uh-oh, there's old Blue. He's got a trail, boy. He smells him. Now, boy. What is them young dogs there? That's them puppies.
Woo! I'll kill them again.
Oh, they got him, ain't they?
Woo! Johnny lost his trail.
Oh, he got a little off there. Let's go, let's go. Let's tree him, son. Well, friends, that is just a little dab, dab, and a half, two dabs of the fox chase. We like to never trade that rounder. I'm telling you, that was one of them hill coons. He's long-legged. He run a long time. But old Tiger, he finally treed him. I'm telling you, that's a good dog. Oh, me. Well, I just wanted to tell a story here. Not a fib now, friends. Not a fib. A story. About a fella I knew that just deliberately set fire out over the woods there. And how he hurt everybody. I mean, this particular character, friends, I can't call names because it would be embarrassing to his kin people and all that sort of stuff. So I don't call any names. But this particular incident, this guy went through the woods just setting them on fire. Well, we got the bloodhounds, and they got on his trail. That's all they knew, was to trail this particular character of this scent that they smelled, which was his feet. So we had a fine chase. They carried me. I was in this chase, neighbors. I was there. I was right along with them. I was following these dogs. And here they went, arguing about all this sort of stuff, you know. Over hills and down through the valleys, we swam creeks, we waded sloughs, and first one thing or another, and finally, we come up to a little shack out in the woods. Well, them old dogs, they come on up there, you know, and that's where they treed. I mean, they bathed, treed, or whatever you want to call it, but that's where it rose in. That's as far as it went. Well, we went in, and this particular guy was there, and he admitted the whole thing. Well, friends, to make a long story short, this very guy that deliberately went out and struck a match, set fire to the woods, burned up all the little trees, the squirrels, the coons, the possums, the fox, everything. Boy, I'm telling you, it beats anything, but he burned up the whole thing, the little trees, little pine trees coming there, struggling. I mean, the Lord put them there for us, for you, for me. And he goes out there and sets it on fire and burns up the whole thing. Well, the bloodhounds trailed him down, and we found him there in the shack. I was there. Of course, I was just with him. And when we talked to the man, and after everything was thrashed out and all, the fire boomerang, it come right back to his own front door, and he lost as much as anybody else. I can't figure these things out, neighbors. Maybe you can. Think it over, will you? Here's the next tune. And this is a nice tune, and the boys and myself try to do a good job on it. We're going to get serious here for a minute. So if you ain't doing nothing, pull up a chair and listen there. I believe you'll like it. We hope you do. Where could I go but to the Lord?
the world. Hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manners from above, where could I go but to the Lord?
Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. There it is, friends. That's an old tune. It'll never get old there. Where could I go but to the Lord? I don't know of any better place to go. Friends, we've run out of time here in spite of everything we can do. The old clock on the wall says we've got to go. So before we go, though, here's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you. And I would like for you to keep this in mind, all you little rabbit twisters out there, Mom and Daddy and all of you. A fellow who deliberately causes fire to break out, he may think no one's got him in sight. But the Lord, he knows what's going on. Someday, he'll make that fella act right.
Well, there it is, friends. Our little old visit has come to an end with you. We've enjoyed sitting here under the old pine tree, picking and yodeling for you. We do hope that you've enjoyed it and will come our way next time we come your way. Oh, you're good neighbors, all of you. Friends, don't forget the announcer will let you know when we'll be back. This program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service. Remember, friend, only you can prevent woods fire.